Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL, your home of LSU baseball. Mike Dottiglia along with my tag team partner today, Cullen Steele. And what more can you say? What a great weekend. If you're a Louisiana guy, LSU guy, for the second time in 3 years, and for the eighth time in LSU baseball history, they are college national champions. College national champs. Man, that only one team can say that. Now, LSU Shreveport can say the NAIA college baseball national champs. And, man, they did a great job this year, 59-0. But the LSU Fighting Tigers are now the champs of college baseball for the second time in 3 years. What a great job, Jay Johnson and crew done. And every year you're built a little bit differently. We've talked about this so many times on the show. I think some people take that to mean that they're not talented. Okay, that's the farthest from the truth it can be. This is a very talented LSU team. You're going to be hearing the names of Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson and Jared Jones and Chase Shores in the major leagues. This is a very talented team in the very near future. And it's about talent, but it's about getting that talent to play to its potential. It's about heart and about grit and playing through adversity. And a lot of people don't like to hear it, but there is a little bit of sports luck involved. Man, if you don't have that, you're not going anywhere. And they got that a little bit midweek. But really great pitching performances, dominated the weekend. What a magnificent pitching performance Saturday by Cade Anderson. A complete game. And he was magic out on the mound. And then yesterday with Anthony Ianson, and then to have Chase Shores. And we're going to have a guy, Scott Sanders, come on with us, former Major League Baseball pitcher from Thibodaux, Louisiana, went to Nicholls State, pitched almost 10 years in the major leagues, and he said before the season, I think the X factor to maybe get you there would be Chase Shores. And yesterday, he kind of sealed the deal for him. So, man, just a great all-around performance. Defensively, this team was just outstanding all year long. This isn't one of the best hitting teams that LSU has had. It's not that gorilla baseball that I think so many people were used to watching for so many years. But timely hitting, and when they needed it, they came through for them. That's how you become national champs. And again, to go through this gauntlet of the Southeast Conference, which is the toughest conference in college baseball, give Jay Johnson a lot of credit, full credit. And when he got hired, I have a friend of mine who scouts in the major leagues, and he made the comment to me, Mike, he's the Steve Spurrier of college baseball. And I was like, okay, God is blaming me. He's like, he does not have the persona of Spurrier. And he recruits a lot harder than Spurrier did, because sometimes I think golf was on top of the list for Spurrier. But he's going to win. He's going to win with flair. And he knows how to do it a different way each year. And that's what college baseball is all about. It's about different players and using them and learning how to juggle a lineup and putting people in the right place at the right time. Jay Johnson did that. Now, we get a lot of criticism about Jay on call-in, also our text line from people about, oh, you know, he's less miles or he's this, he's that, it's all this other stuff. Man, you can't be critical of Jay Johnson. He has done a phenomenal job, and it's hard to walk in them moccasins. Skip Bertman won 5. You know, Paul Maneri won 1 at LSU. But it's hard because the legacy had sort of been set, and now he's making his own marks. And congratulations to Coach Johnson. I got so many texts about this. Did you get in touch with him and tell him thank you for extending the season? Because that was a kind of a running joke we had with him. We had him on a weekly basis about, Coach, I just need you to extend the season a little bit longer in the long kind of dog days of summer. I didn't get a chance, but I will certainly do that with him and thank him and his baseball team. But he made a lot of people so happy about it. And I will say also, I want to thank the people here at WWL, because kind of everywhere I went, you know, last night, and then even in my physical therapy situation this morning, so many people, oh, I love y'all coverage of baseball. I love what you did. This isn't all about me. This is about team coverage here at WWL and all the great sponsors that we have that provide you LSU baseball virtually every game here. And it's about Steve Geller, and it's about Charlie Long, and it's about my tag team partner today, Cullen Steele. And if it's Tommy Tucker or Scoot or Newell Norman, Ian Ozan, who is a huge baseball fan too, and everybody that's involved to bring you the coverage of LSU baseball and to talk about it. And again, I have a neighbor, and he's got the best line for it. It ain't no four seasons in this world. It's LSU football season, LSU baseball season. And the first guy that came over yesterday to talk to me about it, LSU winning, he was like, I told you we'd win one season, and it was LSU baseball. We'll have a lot more baseball talk. It'll dominate certainly sports talk today. When we come back from our break, we'll have on with us Glenn Gilbo. I'm going to ask Glenn, because I think he has covered all 8 college championships in baseball for LSU. I think he's done it. I'm going to ask him to clarify that with me. We'll have Glenn Gilbo on, also talk to him about Glenn is going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, and Glenn's been covering LSU sports for a long time, so we'll get to talk about that to Gilbo. And then at 5:20, former Major League Baseball pitcher, and he has done a great job covering the LSU Tiger baseball season with us all year long. Can't thank him enough, Scott Sanders. We'll be back right here in your home of LSU baseball, the 2025 National Champs in baseball, right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DiTeglio along with my tag team partner today, Cullen Steele, and on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Tiger Rag Magazine, and soon to be one of the new members of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, Glenn Gilbo. Gilbo, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me, man.
Glenn, I'm going to ask you, because I told this to Cullen, I wasn't sure. Have you covered all 8 national championships in baseball for LSU?
No, I didn't get all 8 of them. I've gotten 6 of them. I didn't cover the first one because we had budget cuts at the Alexandria Town Talk. And then in 96, I was not covering LSU at the time. I was in Mobile covering Alabama and Auburn. I didn't go that year, but I was covering Alabama in 97, and I've made every other one.
Well, listen, you got 6 of the 8, man. That's a big chunk. That's a big chunk of it. Let's peel back a couple days to Saturday, and we've talked about it on Sports Talk, what happened Wednesday night, and certainly that signature moment in the ninth inning and seeing how the dramatics played out. But what Kate Anderson did Saturday, that has to go down as one of the great performances in LSU baseball history.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you know, he had a – the umpire was calling a tight strike zone that day, and he walked five people and hit two batters. That's the most free bases he's ever given in his career, most walks as well. And he was able to overcome that, and he pitched – there was only one inning when he didn't have anybody on base, you know, and he struck out to end innings like four or five times with men on base. So he's just a stud, you know, and he's an interesting guy because he's really slightly built. You know, he's very thin, and I mean, he's in great shape, but he's thin size wise, and he's kind of like Greg Maddux, you know, who was not a big guy either, but was a little more solidly built than Cade. He looks like he still needs to fill out, you know, but but he's you know, he's only 20 here, 21 maybe, so. But he's going to be a great pitcher in the majors.
Yeah, and he looks like he probably solidified his ranking as the first overall pick in the 2025 Major League Baseball draft. You brought that up about size. First time Paul Skenes gets to LSU, and I meet up with Jay Johnson. He says, "Have you met Paul Skenes yet?" I said, "No, I haven't." Man, he introduced me, and, you know, listen, I'm not the tallest guy in the world. And, man, it's like, whoa. Is he playing baseball or is he on the basketball team? I mean, he's a big dude. You look at Cade and, you know, he's tall, but he's real thin. And as you put it, certainly had to fill out. One of the things I know you and I have talked about throughout the year is that every team is built a little bit different in baseball. It, you know, and with Skip's teams, they were really dominated a lot with long ball hitting, kind of the guerrilla baseball that we kind of grown to understand was LSU baseball. But this team, Glenn, really was built more like some of the really good Paul Maneri teams of the past, in that it was about defense, it was about pitching, got timely hitting, and maybe some of those teams didn't have sports luck, and I think you got to have that. But I think the build of this team, got to give Jay Johnson a lot of credit. He played to the strength of that.
Yeah, that's a good comparison because Maneri a couple of times had guys that were really good infielders at third base but couldn't hit, which is what we saw with Michael Braswell this year, though he hit last year. But really – people forget about Skip's early teams. They were very pitching oriented. His 91 team, there were six pitchers off of that to go to the majors, as the 89 team at 93. Then the gorilla ball was later. And then his 2000 team, he had great pitchers. But this team is really, you know, very good pitching, top heavy. Obviously, they probably had the best 1-2 starters in the country. And then the bullpen got better as the season went on, and then he had a great freshman in Cason Evans, and Zach Cowan was very good reliever as well. And then Chase Shores developed late into a very good reliever. Like Skip, Nate Yeske's pitchers got better as the season went on. And then not a lot of home runs on this team, but they hit through the lineup. You know, and none of his players had slumps here and there, but never at the same time. You know, he'd always have maybe one guy off, but somebody else carried him, you know, and they had some games where they didn't score many runs, like just the other night where they won 1-0. But they just knew how to win. You know, they just know how to win. I compared them to Alabama football. LSU baseball is Alabama football. They just know how to pull out games.
Glenn.
Not this year's Alabama football team.
Yeah. We're talking about Saban's.
Saban and Bear Bryant. Yeah. Saban and Bear Bryant teams installing somewhat. Those teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Glenn, you've kind of seen the transition here, and you talk about Bear, and Skip Bertman's the Bear Bryant of college baseball.
Yeah, I mean, right, and Jay is going to be the next Nick Saban, you watch.
Yeah, it would seem to be. Now, Ron Polk won a lot of games, but he didn't maybe have kind of that name on the marquee that Bryant did, and that flair that Bryant did with it. And Polk was tremendously successful at Mississippi State. But how much harder it is to win in the SEC today in comparison to the early years of Bertman, you can't compare if you haven't been around to see it, because there were maybe a handful of teams that were really good. Today, there's just a couple of three teams that are bad. Everybody's really good in the SEC. To get out of that gauntlet is a huge task, and then to continue that winning throughout the series.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, even Skip would talk about that. Like, when him and Polk were coaching, there were so many SEC baseball programs that didn't take the sport seriously, and therefore they didn't really have very good coaches, you know. So in a way, it was kind of easy for Skip and Ron back then. But then, you know, in Skip's later years, like in the 90s, the SEC started getting better. And now, you know, Maneri and Jay, I mean, they're dealing with, you know, SEC baseball is really, it's probably been better than SEC football overall. And I mean, you had so many teams get in, and then, you know, it's been like basketball, but for consistently for more than 10, 15 years, SEC baseball has been the best.
Glenn, when you look at this team, and certainly full credit, and you win the national championship and you go through all the parades and all the glory with it, but you know what's going to happen 24 hours from now. Everybody's going to say, well, what about next year? What's going to happen? So you know you're not going to have Cade. You're not going to have Anthony Ianson. Chase Shores is not going to stick around. Jared Jones is not going to be here. So a little bit of a synopsis of what you see, because I think the pitching again will be a strong point of this 2026 team for LSU with the recruiting they've done, and they're going to go out in the portal and get others. But you just saw some of the young arms, and sometimes it was a flash, but sometimes you saw the reality that this team is going to be in the hunt again in 2026.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a better team coming back than came back after 23. I mean, you got a Friday night starter in Cason Evans who's coming back. He's going to be a sophomore. Chase Shores probably ought to think about coming back for his junior year, but he's a redshirt sophomore, so he may enter the draft. He probably made some money just in the last couple of weeks, but he could be in that rotation. Zach Cowan is probably coming back. He could be a great reliever again. Cooper Williams could be in the rotation. He's going to be a sophomore. And William Schmidt has been ticketed for that rotation, but he's got to find the plate better. He's got to develop some. But Nate Yeske is a great pitching coach, and I think he'll get William turned around, because Cade Anderson at this time last year was not seen as the stud he became. He had a 27 ERA in SEC games last year in 24, and he was starting to come around late. But Nate Yeske can work some wonders with these guys. And they got Maverick Rizzi, who will be a sophomore. He really showed some flashes. And Jaden Newt may come back. Gavin Guidry is likely to be back as a senior. He was their best reliever in 23 and 24 before he got hurt this past year. Devin Sheeran is another guy coming off an injury. So they're going to be pretty good at with the pitching staff. And they returned some decent offense, too.
You brought him up, and I was going to ask, because I think, you know, the guy that does it now, he gets a little bit of it now more and more because of the success of the pitchers, of what we've seen with Coleman and Shores and Ianson over the last couple of weeks, and also Zach Cowan. But, man, what Nate Yeske has done, I mean, as a pitching coach. Because, you know, your job as a coach is to take talented guys and elevate their game. And Yeske's done exactly that. What a great hire by Jay Johnson and Nate Yeske.
Right, and I think what really helped, too, is that Nate Yeske is the first pitching coach Jay had for two straight years at LSU, and I just think that really helps with the turnover and improvement from one year to the next for LSU's pitchers like Cade Anderson, you know. And then, and look, he really helped develop Anthony Ianson as well. And just like Skip, the pitchers just get so much better late in the season because he's trying those guys out during the season, and they may lose a game here and there and you know, not have a better overall record, but the reward of that is greater because those guys are better at the end of the season instead of just pitching a few guys all year.
I don't know if this is the right kind of answer to it, but when the World Series lineup sort of got started and you knew who was going to Omaha, I looked at that, and I'll be honest, Gilbo, my first thought is Arkansas is the most talented team still standing. And I really thought this would be their year. It goes to show you sometimes it's not all about talent, because all those teams, when you get up to that point, the talent level between them is all sort of marginal. But it was critical moments, critical times. What? How bad can it get? Can you imagine doing Sports Talk Radio in Little Rock and Fayetteville over the last week and having to see how it fell apart for them? But your thoughts, was that in your mind too, that when they went to Omaha, that Arkansas looked to be the best team in the country?
Yeah, well, a lot of the media that cover LSU on a daily basis all picked Arkansas to win the World Series. Glenn West, who's been on your show, he's the only one that picked LSU. I picked LSU to get to the finals but lose to Carolina. So I got that one wrong. But, no, you know, Skip used to talk about it. You got to break through the pressure barrier. And Arkansas has never been able to break through the pressure barrier in Omaha. They've got to Omaha a bunch of times, and you know, they came from a foul pop catch away from winning it all in 2018. But, yeah, this team probably overall probably had more talent than LSU. But they couldn't quite get it done, and you know, they kind of choked it there in the ninth inning. And LSU was choking a little bit too. You know, they dropped the double play ball at first base. Jared Jones did. They messed up a couple of bunts, but they were able to overcome that and pull it out at the end, just like Alabama. That's why I wrote about that last week.
Clint, we're going to go to break, and we come back. You got an honor that's coming to you, well-deserved, that you're going to be going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And so I want to talk to you about that. Let's take a break, and we come back more with Glenn Gilbo from Tiger Rag right after this break here on the Big 870 WWE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Tiger Rag's own Glenn Gilbo. And B. Shortley, Mr. Gilbo will be inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So, Gilbo, tell me the reaction, and when did you first hear about it, that you were going in?
October, Doug Ireland called me from Natchitoches. So, yeah, I didn't see that coming. It was it was pretty cool. Of course, you know, it's one of those awards you do get when you're getting older. but it's still a great one. I really appreciate it. And I'm going in with Herb Vincent from the SEC office, who I was a senior at LSU with him in the sports information office under Paul Manasseh. And we've known each other a long time. And then, of course, Nick Saban, one of my all-time favorite coaches to cover, and just a very admirable guy. I'm glad he's going in at the same time. And Joe Sherman, I've known him for a long time. He's one of Herb's best friends as well. So John Brady will be there. Hopefully he'll be going into the hall soon. He should already be in there. John's going to be there, another one of my favorite coaches. And Skip Mayer, you know, Skip can't travel easily all the time. He invited. He may be there. He's in the hall too. Of course, you know, he's just getting back from Omaha. So I was lucky to cover Skip and Nick at about the same time.
The comparisons with the two, I wanted to ask you that before, because when you look at it today, coaching is still such a huge part of the game and is dealing with now different personalities. And now, you know, young men, different, you know, they got more toys, so to speak. You know, they didn't have no cell phone and all this other stuff years ago. But the comparison that you would put with Nick and Skip, and I'm going to throw Jay Johnson in there.
Well, yeah, you know, Skip and Nick, they both were like coordinators. You know, Nick was a defensive coordinator, and really Skip was a defensive coordinator. He was a pitching coach at Miami. So they knew the intricacies of one specific part of the game. And then as they became head coaches, they just showed tremendous talent in recruiting. And then just the whole picture, you know, motivation and just, you know, they're businessmen. They're really both businessmen,
yeah,
too, especially Skip, you know. And they know how to run the overall program and the big picture like nobody you've ever seen, really. I mean, Nick's the greatest college football coach of all time, and Skip's the greatest college baseball coach of all time, with, you know, an argument from Augie Garrido and Rod Dido. But you know, Skip, nobody was better over that span. He was the head coach. He won five in 10 years. And the thing about Skip and Nick, I don't know who's the smartest when they're both in the same room, but they're all, most of the time when they're not in the same room, they're the smartest guy in the room. And they're both teachers. You know, that's the thing. But the best coaches I've found are teachers, because you can just tell the way Nick explains things, he would be a great teacher. Well, he is a great teacher, and the same way with Skip. Skip's great at explaining things and getting to the person's level that they're talking to. You can just see him do it.
One of the things, too, is I think everybody's road, you know, to success, it's never a straight line. It's always got curves in it, and it happened with you, and just the changing of the business in so many different ways. But who, or maybe a couple people, had the biggest influence on your journalistic career?
Well, when I was a kid, I really liked reading Peter Finney and Brian Alley Walsh and Marty Muley and all those guys at the Times Picayune. You know, I just grew up reading those people all the time, and then I got to meet him as a sports information guy at LSU, and then as a young sports writer, and then, you know, had some good editors along the way as well, and then, you know, you get inspired by the coaches you cover sometimes, like a Skip Bertman and Nick Saban, and you learn work ethic from those guys as well.
Coach Ogeron just went into the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame, and I asked him, who's your favorite player? And he said, oh, come on, T-Boy, Joe Burrow. He won me a national champion. So I'm going to ask you, who are some of your favorite players to cover during that time frame in covering LSU?
Well, you know, I covered the Saints a lot too.
And yeah, true.
I would say I really enjoyed covering Drew Brees when he was with the Saints. I mean, he was just the real deal on and off the field, and just to deal with, just a pro. At LSU, as far as players, you know, I would say, you know, Joe Burrow was one of the best, because on arrival he was like a pro when he got there as far as talking to the media. He didn't have to be coached up like they coach up so many players to where they're not interesting almost. Joe was beyond that on arrival. He was great to deal with, and I really liked dealing with Ryan Clark. I mean, he was when he was like 19, he was just like he is now. I mean, he really knew how to express himself, and he was a great player too. You know, as far as the baseball team, you know, I really liked Ryan Terrio and Blair Barbier on that 2000 team, Skip's last national championship team, and Ronald Dupree and Vernell Singleton on the basketball teams that were very, very good at LSU.
Yeah, those are some interesting your names back from the past. If you would look at college sports today and they would say, Gilbo, give us one thing you want to change, what would that one thing be?
Get rid of the transfer portal and NIL. I can't stand either of them. Really, the portal is I can understand players getting paid. That makes sense, though.
Yes,
it's completely unorganized, and the portal is out of whack because it's teaching young people bad habits. It's teaching them to quit immediately and look beyond instead of sticking with something. That's one of the best lessons you can learn as a young kid, is to learn how to stick with something. Well, that's the exact opposite of what the portal is teaching. You know, all the college players should have to stay at their original school for at least 2 years before they can enter the portal. And I think that would fix things. You know, the best rule was the graduate student portal. That made sense, because the guys put their time in, they still weren't playing, like Joe Burrow. Okay, then you go to another school. All right, that made sense. But they got, you know, being able to transfer after you've only been at the school a few months is completely ridiculous. And the kids don't realize it now, but in the long run, it's going to hurt them.
You, along with Leo Honeycutt, came out with the book, Everything Matters in Baseball, the Skip Bertman story. Man, I've got copy. I've given numerous copies to different people, and they all came back to me. It was like, man, this is a great, great book, not only about baseball, but about life and about things that had happened. Tell everybody how they can get a copy of Everything Matters in Baseball.
Well, it's at the Barnes & Noble right there in Metairie on Veterans Highway. It's at Octavia Books in New Orleans. It's at Amazon.com and AcadianBooks.com. You can order it. It's at the Barnes & Nobles in Baton Rouge. You know, it was a lot of fun to do. I just wish we could have made that book longer, because Skip deserved it.
Man, Skip got stories too. Man, you talk about a guy that can tell a story. There ain't no, that's not a lot of guys in Skip's kind of zip code as far as storytelling.
No, and you know, he was an athletic director for a long time too, and a very successful and pioneering AD as far as the ticket licensing at the stadium. And he hired three national championship coaches himself while he was the AD. But that book should have been longer, but I really enjoyed doing it.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us again. Congratulations, bud, on going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Couldn't be more happier for you.
All right. Thank you. And you're going to drive up to Natchitoches for it?
Well, if somebody will drive me. See, I can't drive now. I got a bum knee. I got a replacement, so I got to get a bum ride. So if I can get a ride, I'm headed there, Gilbo.
Most of my friends that grew up in New Orleans don't know where Natchitoches is.
Hey, if you haven't been there, man, it is really something to see. I mean, the Hall of Fame,
town.
And it's a cool little town. And if you go during the wintertime around Christmas, man, they got some heavy-duty partying, and it's got a pretty good nightlife there.
It's a fun town, it is.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Glenn.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Glenn Gilbo, who writes now for Tiger Rag magazine. We come back. Finishing up here in our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, I want to thank Glenn Gilbo for joining us, not only for one segment, but for two segments, and congratulations to Glenn going into Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. We come back at 520. Former Major League Baseball pitcher, and he's covered the Tigers for us all year long, Scott Sanders will join us right here on Sports Talk right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.